BBC Radio Australia.
Sibik kimi bin kada King Tides emol low lying big plus sibik waraya King Tide megim na emi waraya mi best in banks bol na bandiol communities lo sibik they basically build their houses also build them house bol close to long all this lal big plus sibik waraya and so I'm King Tide megim na flood na emi best in bank wara this lal house go ananid lo wara almost 50% of the houses go anid lo wara na if nothing was em this lal tasol na maybe like respond na megim stab a midquake em strike ya this lal 6.9 or 7 magnitude earthquake. So this let me compound him problem now. Whatever that were structures that were standing to, not close to the river banks to MM Okataxim Pagraps. All provincial government, he got one committee called the Provincial Disaster Center. And their job is, it comes under the provincial government structure. Their job is to get ready for any emergencies. And so they need to have the capabilities. Provincial governments are supposed to budget. After budget, all the city map team, they all also working drills in preparedness for any of those disasters. They are also supposed to build the provincial disaster control centers and train all public servants in the event of a provincial or national emergency. They activate the protocol for disaster management, and then the provincial disaster management committee is formed, and that committee is chaired by the provincial administrator. So he's like the controller of the whole thing. So there is only one person in charge. At the national level, we've got National Disaster Management Committee. The chairman of that is the defense secretary. You got work secretary stuff inside, the secretary to the Department of Prime Minister and NEC, secretary of finance, secretary of police, commissioner of police, or his delegate. This is done in a way that all the relevant departmental heads are together managing a national disaster. Lot time this last civic disaster strike, national government, you put in budget of 500 million, and they release 10 million to the National Disaster Center. And then we'll also look at more not all part of the country. About 9 provinces were also affected. So we'll give more money according to the Provincial Disaster Center reports. And CIPIC too, we'll pay 200,000 go from provincial one shop because they agreed that they really immediately needed assistance. So we'll buy them up and we'll see more of the supply him, so.
Now, you make him up around blue colon we work long Easter long weekend. One more report you seem long up long province.
If you're talking about the reports, Provincial Disaster Management Committee is in place. A provincial administrator is the chairman. They have a strategy and a plan. Meanwhile, the National Disaster Center, we are coming very closely, working very closely with them as our job is, and coordinate all the relief efforts from the national government, all donor agencies, the NGOs, and me yet I was personally on the ground to make sure that the food, relief assistance, household items go to the people that need most, and that has been our effort. And I thank the Australian government. They were the first, as always, to send us supplies on Friday, Good Friday. We went through the weekend. I was there in Wewak myself, and then when the Australian C-27 Spartan plane landed with all the cargoes, I was there and I helped the government. I'm very happy. Australia has always been our close friend, not in the good times only, but especially in bad times. So we appreciate it. So thank you, Australia, the government of Australia. We've also seen some Lily helping the government of China. They relief supplies to Pakam, $100,000 to only give him pastime so that Mibla can use him law when I'm up and necessary. As soon as that fund me come law, I can't do Mibla, me thinking long making one kind, put him some money go lost again, or Kaikai by continuously. When I'm something called Provincial Disaster Committee need him, one can go show up the solna. Became up based on the invoices that we are monitoring the usage of the money. Most importantly, the household items, food, shelter, water, must continuously go to the people that needs. That's been our strategy.
Now, some of provincial disaster office and we go pass law this land now. When I'm rolling all defense forces playing law this law or relief operations?
Defense has a very critical role, law respond to natural disasters. Commanding officers and all the men and women who said he's top law ground, I'm helping provincial disaster committees, all engineers, all staff on them all medical team, all staff on them all. And then other defense force elements too, he's top now work one time to make sure that all the relief supplies are escorted. They're doing all the manual work, all also involved law reconstruction, law kind of similar parts for Highlands, Chimbu. One of them have all need to work in medevac, only work in medevac. So defense force is very much involved in this disaster relief efforts, not just in Isipik na Simbu, but local country.
You looking to the Kwantamol provincial authorities na report you kisim na how PNG government by helping long making all this blow work blow recovery and restoration. How long you think about taking long or any go back to some form of normalcy or life blow?
I'm good to ask him. Me must talk thank you long leadership of Prime Minister blow mebla. No, will just more of government blow mebla. Government and me announce him 500 million linked budget. Some blow money blow this lab of works, blow rebuilding and reconstructing infrastructures that were damaged by the earthquakes in all parts of the country. Some of the money come to the National Disaster Center. Some of the money go to defense. Some of the money go to all provincial governments and all DDAs too, so that all two, they will take responsibility and take part in the relief efforts. In terms of timing, immediately, right now is to respond to the crisis. And that means open up critical infrastructures like the Highlands Highway and all Nadlal major roads leading to the Highlands Highway, connecting people. We have to reopen those, but while at the same time, simultaneous operation by Kamab law, make sure that on the map, we cut off staff, schools, hospitals, churches, now government stations, staff long end. We'll have a flying mall supplies along all so that they can still continue to open while we're working on the reopening of the roads and bridges. That's especially up in the Highland. But in the Sipik, I think we are working at 3 months for the immediate response, and then we'll go into a stage of reconstruction and rehabilitation, and then of course invest more in SASTA and humanitarian assistance preparedness. Most importantly, me emphasize this Mibla as a country must ready for natural disaster. Budget must follow up infrastructure, critical infrastructure or defense. Now Narapla or provincial governments, Mibla need to build them up resilience. Making sure that the country must ready long natural disaster. Now, lo climate change may come up now, lo Pacific, the events and incidents of the natural disaster and moglo grow. Like, for example, in PNG, right now, as I speak, you may got king tides, lo sample hub. At the same time, you may got dry spell, lo million bay, na sample hub again, at the same time. So, all these are all happening at the same time. This has never happened before, come up because of effects of climate change. And so, as a country, people like him, all. One talk about people from Australia, New Zealand, or friends and partners to people need to help people build resilience and help people prepare for natural disasters.